Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them... Yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
It's 928 now. Seems like Hurricane Francine in one way was a couple hours ago and another way a month ago. Paul LaGrange is here, host of the Home Improvement Show and owner of LaGrange Consulting, to help us kind of get through the aftermath of it. How you doing, Paul?
I am happy to be here. Thank you for having me as a guest.
How's everything at your house?
We had some minor damage. We had some power outages, different things happening. But all in all, it was truly a lot better than I anticipated. I was expecting worse. I was prepared for worse. And I was very, very grateful that it really didn't turn out to the storm, at least where I'm at least.
Amen to that.
It wasn't as bad as I thought.
But, you know, Talking to Matt Jewell just now, and he used the word sick to his stomach, and that's really the way I feel when I see somebody who gets water in their house, and because I can only imagine what they go through at the time, right? You're exhausted from the storm. It's hot. You got no power, and all of a sudden, you're cutting out sheetrock. For people that are either dealing with that or have had some kind of moisture intrusion into their home, take me from moisture mitigation 101, Paul.
So, Tommy, this is truly a systems approach, a process, and this is so important in today's culture of insurance claims, that everything has got to be documented before you can remove and just dispose of. You can't just get a company or even yourself, if you're a go-getter and you have the skills or the tools to do it, just start ripping things out. You truly want to take lots of photographs, not just photographs of far away, but also close-up photographs. If you know that you had 12 inches of water in your house and you had a water line that's marked there, stretch out a measuring tape and take a picture of it far away and close up to see the dimensions.
You're talking about
get a moisture meter.
Forensic, like in a court case.
Yes,
almost,
sir.
Right?
Okay. You're building your case with the anticipation that one day you may have to use this evidence, but I'm hoping you don't, because if you're getting in litigation, that is a whole nother conversation that just drags out and really drains the life out of you, and it's not as fruitful as people think. But you know, back to the drying portion of it, obviously, if you had 1 foot of water and you got a 1 foot water line, that water wicked up that wall. It's not just that 1 feet. So as you're removing drywall, there's a good chance you're removing at least a minimum of 2 feet of drywall because of the wood, the insulation, the sheetrock, the millwork, all absorbing like a sponge, all that moisture. And it capillary, it goes up. So moisture meter, document everything that's wet. The great thing about today's phone technology is everything is geotagged, so they know exactly where you're at and when you're taking that photograph. And then at that point, once it's removed, you don't go straight to drying. You're actually going to have to do some sanitation, some remediation, and that could be a spraying a fog or a biocide or antimicrobial, using a helper vacuum to vacuum it. Then you're putting in your dehumidifiers and your air scrubbers and maybe even some supplemental electric heat to help dry it. And then you're there every day measuring the moisture content of the surfaces that you're drying. And the goal here, and this is something I see very often that's overlooked, the goal is to get your home and all the assemblies that have gotten wet to 15% moisture content or less. And that is a stabilized, uniform 15% moisture content or less. They can only be measured with a moisture meter. And when I say stabilized and uniform, the way wood absorbs water and releases it, it starts from the outside, absorbs it, and goes towards the center of the wood. It releases it in the opposite direction, so the center section of that wood stays wet the longest. So as the air in that bedroom that you're drying becomes drier because of use of dehumidifiers, it releases the water from the outside surface or the skin or the face of that wood 2x4. And then as that outside skin gets drier, then the inside releases a little bit to the drier outside face. And it truly is a process. And the part, and this is go back to what I'm saying, I see this done wrong all the time, is a moisture, a remediation company will come and measure the moisture because they're being directed this way by the insurance industry to measure the surface moisture content of the wood. If it's 15%, take your equipment out, you're done. In reality, what happens, you still have moisture inside the center or beneath the surface of that wood. It may take a week. Every house is different. Every material is different. It may take 5, 6, 7, 10 days of drying actively with mechanical equipment to dry. The insurance industry says you can do it in 3 days. And that's smoke and mirrors. That's Hollywood. That doesn't work.
Paul, this seems pretty complicated stuff for the average person with average do-it-yourself skills to take on.
It really does. This is best. You can do some of the documentation and some of the removal, the demolition, and getting the wet flooring and sheetrock and millwork and doors out of your house. You can certainly do that. Anybody with a strong back can make that happen and some gumption. But the rest of it truly needs to be held up to professionals and let them do it. And here's the other part of this, too, is that your home got damaged, and if you have insurance, it's the responsibility of the underwriter to get you back to where you were before the event. And part of that in today's insurance claim world is documentation. And the professionals really know how to do this between the use of infrared cameras, geotagging, moisture mapping, moisture meters, daily readings of the machines of how long they ran and how much moisture they removed. All this goes into building your case. Back to, like you said, and it's a perfect analogy, you're developing your evidence, and I'm really hoping you don't need to use it. I'm hoping you could present it to the adjuster. They present it to the desk adjuster. So the field adjuster is not the decision maker. It's the desk adjuster makes these choices and decisions, what gets covered, what doesn't. You're spoon-feeding that person that information in the office who has not been to your home to say, oh, wow, this house really was flooded, and I see all the evidence. Okay, we're going to meet this claim go through.
We were talking to Tim Temple earlier, and he was talking about trying to work it out with the insurance company yourself without getting a third party involved. Again, presuming everybody's playing fair, I understand that and how you wouldn't want to do that. But, boy, when you talk about documentation, if you don't do it right from the get-go, you're up against it from the beginning, right?
You really are. You're starting behind, way behind the starting line, so to speak, if you're in a race. Because it, in today's arena of insurance claims, it truly is you need to be prepared for a battle. And I can tell you through my experience, even most recently with Ida, I had a number of claims, a number of different properties. Some went really well and some didn't. And the one, and I presented my information, my evidence the same way all the way across the board for every one of the claims. It really depend. And a lot of these were to the same insurance company, but it were different desk adjusters. Mm-hmm. It's the desk adjuster who's the decision maker. And if you're fortunate and blessed to get one that sees it and takes the time to read it and understand it and moves it through, you could have a great experience. If one that does not, that's when sometimes you have to hire third party, you know, get an expert in forensic investigation like myself, or get a public adjuster, or get an attorney or a team of people to go after them.
Paul, when it comes to materials that you're going to replace the old materials with, are there things you can do to kind of mitigate trouble in the future?
They are. And in fact, LSU La House, that is Louisiana House on LSU's campus, right across from the baseball field in Baton Rouge. After Hurricane Katrina, started putting systems in place that I helped develop along with a whole team. It was a big, huge team effort. Please don't take it. It's just me, because it wasn't. And we have demonstrations at that house where you can physically go touch and see the products we recommend, and the order of events of which should be installed first and second and third. They also have a great website, too. So if you can't make it to Baton Rouge, I certainly understand. If you have internet, go to their website, and a lot of this information is online about sustainable building related to what they call flood-hardy homes. We actually even did a couple demonstration houses in New Orleans for flood-hardy homes shortly after Hurricane Katrina, displaying, showing all these systems that work so that they can get wet, but then you can clean them, dry them, and put things back together faster and cheaper without rebuilding your whole house.
I think if it happened to me, I'd just replace it with stainless steel and floor drains. I swear to goodness, I'm just pressure. I'm not kidding,
yes,
Paul. It would be hard to overcome. Thank you. I appreciate your time and your efforts, Paul. Really,
any
information. Paul LaGrange, host of the Home Improvement Show, owner of LaGrange Consulting. We'll take a break, come back, talk about what happened with former President Trump over the weekend with Paul Violas, National Law Enforcement Security Analyst, CEO of the Violas Group. 938 Traffic Now, WWL.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.